Shocked the Block returns to the Downtown Arts District this weekend. As a matter of fact, you can just head downtown as we speak, as I'm sure the festivities have kicked off. Here to tell us all about it is Ben Fife. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hey, Marina, how are you?
I'm good. So, Fife, how does one plan a large-scale event during a pandemic year when things are up in the air?
So I will say we are thrilled to be back live and in person. Last year, we had a virtual Chalk the Block. But as you know, these events oftentimes are planned out a year in advance. This has been a crazy year. You know, all of us have lived through a lot. There have been a lot of ups and downs. And where we were last year when the planning needed to start was not anywhere that gave us an indication we could be back in person. So that being said, we are super stoked that Downtown Arts District will be jamming with lots of local artists, a few installations, a lot of activities at our museum, and some amazing chalk art.
Generally, Chalk the Block is Friday, Saturday, Sunday. This year, it's today and tomorrow. Do the hours change, or how's that going to work out?
Chalk the Block happening today, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Sunday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And so people can head down. They can see some of the chalk art being created. We've partnered with the Rubin Center, which, you know, they've been great partners over the years on a couple of different initiatives. It's been a few years since we have brought them back into the fold, but it seemed like a really great time. I think we are really looking at this year as a way for our local artists to get that platform again that they haven't had in 18 months. You know, not just our visual artists, but, you know, to have stages back up again for our local musicians, for our DJs, for our vendors. It seemed like a really great way to involve the Rubin, you know, as they're coming out of the pandemic as well and have started having regular hours again as well. We were excited to have them jump in the boat with us.
So speaking of jumping in the boat with you, I had talked to Carrie just a few weeks back. And actually, I even talked to Chico McMurtry. And then they were like, we're hoping that we can have an installation at Chalk the Block. And I take it that's going to happen.
That is actually. Carrie and I had some discussions with staff at the Rubin Center and staff at the Museums and Cultural Affairs Department, putting our heads together. And the original plan was that the Rubin Center was going to curate our mural walk this year. You know, that's become a really big part of Chalk the Block annually. It was just sort of this, oh yeah, by the way, what if, you know, we have this incredible artist coming in town and he's looking for opportunities to really kind of take the work out and engage. What do you think about that? And of course, how do you say no to an amazing opportunity like that?
Right.
But I think for me, it's just a really great indicator. I think of those really strong partnerships that Chalk the Block has been able to forge over the years. I think you and I have definitely talked about the importance of those partnerships to amplify the work we're doing and the importance of mending fences, you know, sometimes when there are hiccups. We were excited. I think it's going to be really cool. If you're interested in seeing Chico's work, the Border Crossers, come out on Sunday. They will be out there with a procession going into Arts Festival Plaza.
Do you know more or less what time that's going to happen or when people should prepare to be down there on Sunday?
They can go to chalktheblock.com for a full listing of all activities with times. As you know, at Chalk the Block, there's so much going on.
Lots of moving parts for sure.
Lots of moving parts. And I think actually, you know, we really love when people plan their fest to be able to come out and understand, okay, if I want to check out this performance, it's at this time. Our museums are like crazy engaged this year with lots of activities happening. So you can also time for some of those activities. We've even integrated a ribbon cutting for a public art project into Chalk the Block this year.
Fancy.
The artist was really interested in doing something non-traditional. And he was like, hey, is there a way I could just like come and like mix with the community and like have fun? And we're like, I think we have a time for you at Chalk the Block. So
is it downtown, his piece too?
Yeah, it's actually Bienvenido, the big yellow door in the Arts District.
Oh, so it's going to be an official welcome to the welcome piece?
Yeah, exactly. It is definitely the piñata at our party.
Yes, it is.
And actually, what's really cool about that is we're working with different cultural and civic sites in the Arts District, in the footprint. They're going to get yellow vinyl door wrapping you know, at the Plaza Theater, at the museums, the Mills Building, San Jacinto. So it's really cool. Everybody's just, I think, excited to get on board and start welcoming people back and welcoming festivals back downtown. I think that's been such a huge driver of growth and vibrancy in downtown over the last 10 years. I think all of us really missed that over the last year and a half.
I know I've missed it. I know lots of folks have missed it. And I know it must be tough to plan something so large, you know, that may or may not happen. But it's outside. I feel like, you know, we're safe. People are really good about wearing masks in town.
And we've achieved herd immunity, too. So, you know, I think everybody's hard work and diligence and vigilance has paid off. And we're now going to get the reward of an in-person Chalk the Block. And we want to see everybody out there. You know, I think our chalk artists are really excited this year to be able to participate again. Our vendors are incredibly excited. You know, so many of our vendors really depend on this event to help set them up for a whole year. And we do have some incredible artist vendors out there, as we do every year. We actually have an installation that we commissioned this year by an artist named Sophia Enriquez. She's originally from Honolulu, Hawaii. And she's going to be doing a piece called Estoy Aquí. It's this beautiful, incredible photo op. I can't even really begin to describe it, but it's basically, it's a love letter to El Paso and the border. And we got interested in her work when we saw some examples of it from Coachella a few years ago. We've been wanting to work with her for a few years. Schedules never worked out. This year, schedules finally aligned. She's creating the work specifically for Chalk the Block. And we're actually excited that it'll actually have a Dia de los Muertos component that'll be added on to go into our Dia Fest a few weeks later.
So cool. Hey, speaking of, and I don't mean to sidetrack, but you got to unveil the U.S. Postal Dia de los Muertos stamp. What was that like?
That was incredibly surreal. You know, I guess I'm probably not a huge surprise that I am like the world's biggest geek. So I love stamps. Not you, Ben. No, I love stamps. I used to collect stamps when I was a kid. It's just really cool to know that they selected El Paso for that. We didn't apply for it. We didn't throw our hat in the ring. It was just about the work that has happened here in our cultural sector and the authenticity of our connection to Mexican and Mexican-American culture. So it was nice. We actually thought it was a great way to kick off festival season. And so, again, I think that that connection is helping to drive staff as well. That was our first step out into the water.
Yeah.
Chalk the Block is definitely going to be, I think, everybody getting back to what they know and love, which is arts events in this community.
Agreed. Now, I think I ask you this question every year because she is very important to both you and me. Is the enchilada lady going to be there this year?
There will be, yes, some incredible enchiladas this year. You and I joke about this every year that we hold this event solely so we have an opportunity for this enchilada vendor. But yeah.
Yes. I mean, art is great. We love it.
But art with enchiladas is even better.
I mean, that's like times 10. How many chalk artists do we have this year? Is it the same or did you have to scale down? How did that piece
So we have about 50, and you can catch the chalk artists on the pedestrian pathway. So that is the walkway between Southwest University Ballpark and the Convention Center. All of the chalk artists will be out there working, competing for cash prizes. The footprint includes Cleveland Square for that installation of Estoy Aquí. We have the stage at San Jacinto. Chico's piece is at Arts Festival Plaza. And then our museums are alive and engaged that weekend as well. You know, our museums only opened up in April after a year of closures as well. We only started doing in-person events at the museum again just a month ago. So again, we want everybody to just really feel like this is the opportunity to come back out, show your support for the arts, show your support for your museums, show some love to these artists and these and the people slinging enchiladas and papas locas. You know, and I think get us back to normal life in a way that feels careful and controlled.
You're absolutely right. And the fact that the footprint is so big and so open, you have enough space, but you're also with other people. You're also interacting with art. I'm glad it's back. I mean, that event makes us so happy. You know, we have some people that I work with that block off the whole weekend because it's Chalk the Block. They must be there.
No, yeah, absolutely. And I think, again, we were excited. We wanted to deliver last year. So we did a virtual event and it was really nice. But, you know, there's just no substitute for, you know, that in-person connection with the artists. I think that in-person connection with community, just that experience of walking around and hearing local musicians, smelling the aerosol in the air from the murals starting up. All of that, I think just, you know, it's one of the things that I think really identifies El Paso and makes El Paso who El Paso is, are events like Chock the Block. And so to have those back live and in person, it means a lot. We're really appreciative of all of the partners who are making that possible. And we're really appreciative of the health department who's been working with us to ensure that we can do this in a way that's safe, not just for the community, but also for staff and our artists so that everybody's taken care of.
So what are the precautions y'all are taking, or what should we think about when we go out? I know that mask mandates are out, but we can always request it.
We encourage people to wear masks. There will be sanitation stations throughout the footprint. This year we did forego, and I know we will probably hear some complaints, but we did forego the kids zone just because it's really high touch.
Mm-hmm.
And just because of the fact that vaccines are not yet available for, you know, a large portion of youth yet, that was just something that we needed to compromise on. So those are some of the precautions that we're taking. But I think really, we just want to make sure people are being respectful and making decisions that make sense for their family and for themselves. Because, you know, if we can do this and be okay, it just means we can keep doing more events, can keep getting back to normal. And we can also ensure that we can keep the economy going for our creative sector, local artists and our musicians who, this is not just a passion they have, this is their livelihood too.
That's true. And if you have the means, I mean, really do take some cash, take your credit cards, do your Christmas shopping at Chock the Block. I buy one thing for somebody and then I buy another thing for myself. And you know how it goes, but.
One for them, two for me.
Exactly. Exactly. But this year, it's even more important. This year is extra important that we do that.
Absolutely. You know, and I think over the years, we have definitely heard some great stories from our vendors, you know, and what those sales mean to them. And I think also just, you know, that connection with the community. I think we have definitely seen a proliferation of markets throughout the community over the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
But I think our vendors and the community really appreciate the vetting that we do. The quality is always there. It's consistent. The environment is really conducive to families, to young people. No matter kind of what entry point you're at, people really respond to that environment. And so I think it creates a space that I think our vendors really appreciate, and our community can come out and support those vendors in a way that they feel really proud of.
Okay, give us the hours again. Today you're there till 10?
We are there till 10 p.m. tonight. Tomorrow, Sunday, we will be there 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Come hungry, come ready to shop, come ready to see some great art. Come in and experience our museums, especially Taller Gráfica Popular at the El Paso Museum of Art and the Lucha Libre exhibit at the Museum of History. I think definitely just show up and show some love to our creative community.
So there you have it. Chock the Block is happening right now in downtown El Paso. Ben, thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you for having me. And I'll see you later at the
enchilada booth. You got it.
Thanks, Marita.